This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A proposal to curtail coordination between HPD and ICE is losing momentum before Houston City Council. Councilmember Letitia Plummer wants support from her colleagues Mario Castillo and Joaquin Martinez. But Martinez says he was concerned when the measure was leaked to the Houston Chronicle.
I don't want to be used as a pawn either, quite frankly. I think the work needs to be done, but the work also entails that we go through the right process.
That proposal would give police discretion over whether to contact ICE when they encounter people with immigration warrants. The city's legal department believes it would violate state law. Houston is expected to see a lot of rain tonight, but National Weather Service meteorologist Bradley Brokamp says we probably won't have the same kind of storms that we had last week.
We can't completely rule out the possibility of a tornado, though the chances right now are looking substantially lower than what it was with the previous event that we had.
Most Houstonians south of the Woodlands could see widespread showers and thunderstorms later on tonight. Galveston County is reporting cases of avian flu in local birds. Health officials have asked the public to avoid contact with sick or dead birds. They should instead report anything unusual to the Galveston County Animal Resource Center. The Astros and Rockets have announced a deal to sell access to games directly to customers. The new Space City Home Network Plus app lets fans bypass cable and satellite providers. Rockets President of Business Operations Gretchen Shear says they've been working on the app since Jim Crane and Tillman Fertitta bought the network 2 years ago.
The next natural step would be to launch a digital and a streaming version from the network. And that's what happened today with Space City Home Network Plus.
The app is now live and will feature tonight's Rockets game against the Sacramento Kings at Toyota Center. Once again, we have a 90% chance of rain tonight. We could also see areas of fog, and the overnight low expected to be around 52 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.